with that.
Is that where you have your problem?
Yeah, I think Pepperdine is better than UC Santa Barbara. And what's going on here? Hey, it's Clarence Murphy, our maintenance man here in the building.
Little Miller, it's Clarence Murphy, your maintenance man from the building.
Yeah, Clarence, yeah. We're on the air talking sports.
Yeah, I thought I'd come in here while you guys are in break, you know, when no, you're not
on,
working.
On the air.
And just talk to you and everything. I know you guys have always taken an interest in me.
Yeah, we do like you, Clarence, but we do have to tell you we're on the air right now.
Oh, God, that hurts. Oh, man.
What's the matter?
Well, I don't know if you guys know this, but I wanted to give you the news personally, one-on-one.
What's that?
Instead of a mass email or something like that. I've been diagnosed with
Clarence.
The early stages of impotence. And,
diagnose it.
Yeah,
like
I
that.
Just don't have the kick in my stick that I used to have. And
we don't want to hear that. Who cares?
I have to take those blue pills just to rise to the occasion. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Sure.
So I get a good price on this hooker with a colostomy bag. She works down road a piece. But
you're a married man, Clarence.
Well, not anymore, George.
How's that?
Well, I didn't want to say it in this forum, but I lost my wife last spring.
Oh, we didn't hear.
Very sorry to hear that.
Yeah, we went to a hardware store, and she just disappeared. I lost her there. And, you know, if my suspicions are right, I think she ran off with that black clerk that worked behind the cash register there.
Oh, jeez.
She was always making cryptic comments about him.
Yeah, like what?
You know, stuff like, I think I'm going to run off with him. Or,
well, that's hardly cryptic.
You know, other suggestive things like, I bet he's hung like Secretariat. You know, things that were kind of like hints or something.
Right,
you know?
Right.
Kind of gave me an uneasy feeling.
At least you picked up on him.
Yeah, so now I'm trying to get close to my kids because they're all I have now.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
How are they doing?
Oh, they're doing pretty good. You know, I collect full disability, even though I work part-time doing maintenance here and there.
Yeah.
Because back when I was in the Army, I fought a chimp.
Oh, you fought a chimp?
Yeah, I did. And it was
now,
a pretty
see,
rough
we were
fight.
Saying that there's no way a human could ever defeat a chimp.
Oh, y'all were debating that?
Uh-huh.
Well, apparently, at that time in the early 70s, there was a big debate going on whether a human could beat up a chimp. Huh. They got in a fight.
I remember that.
And so I was selected in 1974. I experienced the Rumble in the Jungle.
You did?
Well, Rumble in the Jungle 1. The second one, they did it with Ali or somebody. But the first one was with me and a chimp.
Wow. No idea.
Yeah.
Are you okay?
Yeah. And it was organized by, I think Don King organized it, and Antonio Salieri. And Ellen Roosevelt was here. Anyway, I was trained by Angelo Dundee and Burgess Meredith, so I had a good team on my side.
Sure.
And I think it was Diane Fossey or Jane Goodall one trained the chimp. And but round one starts, and the bell rings, and the chimp and I, we run out to, you know, the center of the ring, and I jabbed him a couple times with a few quick lefts, and he ripped off my nipples and slapped me over the head with my scrotum. 7 seconds. George,
wow.
7 seconds. Fight over. So that put me on permanent disability.
Oh, man.
That's awful. Yeah, I was confined to a wheelchair for 6 months.
Just having your nipples ripped off?
Well, no, it was the only seat I had in the house, so that's where I would have to sit when I was at home. Anyway, and then after that, I was in prison for a while.
What happened there?
How did you get thrown in prison?
Oh, I was involved. It was me and a couple other guys. We were, you know, funning around on a Friday night doing some pranks, and we broke into that Watergate. And it was a whole deal. And like
the whole deal.
Yeah.
He's making all of this
up. And then there's also the whole stabbing a Caesar thing. I don't know.
What?
Two Clarence kind of became a catchphrase there for a while. But anyway.
You make everything up, Clarence.
Yeah,
but we like you.
So
you don't
wild.
Have to make these stories
the
up.
The strangest things happen in jail. I don't know if y'all are aware of all the stuff that goes on.
We've heard.
I guess not.
But in jail, and I saw this happen firsthand with my own eyes. Men use other men's backsides as woman places.
Oh, and that's Yeah, we've heard about that.
It's the weirdest thing.
Not really phrased like that.
They,
really
have to talk they about don't even look that right. much alike.
Right, right.
Anyway, y'all like football?
Yeah, sure. Sure do. Yeah.
I think I know Tony Romo's problem.
What's that?
Well, I think he's got one thing on his mind, and it ain't football.
What is it?
I think he's, you know, concentrating on that area that the prisoners pretend is a woman. he's thinking about the women folks all the time.
I don't think it's golf.
Well, no, and you know, now he's married. I think he's young, dumb, and full of crumb.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God. He likes to eat cake a lot, see, too. He's gaining weight and everything. Anyway, I tell you,
pretty
you
hot opinion.
Me, if you give him, I could straighten him out.
How?
And I thought about straightening him out because I work maintenance on his condominium.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. Go in there, and I, you know, every time I go in there, of course, I go in there when he's at work, you know, and he's got some problem with his heating or his AC, and I walk in and have to step over Bobby Carpenter who's watching TV, and I go in there and fix up his place, but I think he needs to get out there, and I'm going to hang a tire in front of that apartment complex.
Just have him throw it?
And have him throw that football through the tire. That's the way you learn fundamentals.
Old school football.
Fundamentals.
Yeah. There you go.
Hey, if you fellas get the chance, you need to come on down to the boiler room. I just made a fresh batch of water.
Oh, well, that's really nice of you, Clarence.
Even, huh?
You're really cutting back these days.
Also, some candied cashews.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe we'll come down to the boiler room.
All right. I'll see y'all. And if y'all want to use any of those stories on the air, you feel free.
Okay, yeah, we'll I think we just
them.
Did.
Yeah,
we just may use them.
But leave Antonio so I'll hear his name out of it.
Okay.
All right. Thanks,
man. We'll see you, Clarence.
Right. Yeah.
There he goes, our maintenance man, Clarence. 850 here on the ticket. Up next, we'll hear from